Hello.
Hello, good evening. We're going to send an opinion survey about women's attitudes and opinions in the current landscape. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the year of your birth?
What is this survey for?
So we just want to know your attitudes and opinions in the current landscape, some political and social political. Yeah.
What political party is this for?
Well, we're not told, so we don't affect your or influence your opinions. But we work for an independent research company called Metro Research.
Okay. I don't want to give you my year of birth, so.
Oh, thank you very much. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered to vote?
Yes, I'm registered.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, or some other race?
Just white.
Thank you.
Just
now, in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? The future of the planet?
I'm fearful about that. I don't know if I would say negative or positive.
Yes, we can only choose negative or positive.
I would say negative then.
Thank you. The next one is your own future.
Positive.
The future of the country.
Worry. I need to have a worry.
We will get into that. It's further down the subject. Thank you. Now, how much power do you feel young women have to change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that young women have no power at all, and 10 means that young women have a lot of power to change on issues that matter most to their community.
Probably 6.
Thank you. And of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? And here we have a list. Let me go through the list, and then we can match it to your top 3. The first one is education, immigration, healthcare, student loans, climate change, gun violence, national security, crime, racism and discrimination, abortion access, mental health, or economy and cost of living?
I would say abortion, economy, cost of living, and
Well, we do have them in 2, but I don't know if you would like to pick gun violence or crime?
Crime.
Okay, thank you. So what you chose was crime, abortion access, and economy and cost of living.
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Here we have once again a list, and we can match it later. The first one is economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining physical health, advancing in your career, having or caring for children, caring for senior family members, improving or maintaining health and mental health, your education, hobbies and free time activities, work-life balance, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, and or contributing to positive change in your community or other. Your top three.
I don't even remember everything she said.
But just your opinion, according to you, just tell me and we can match it to your top three.
Education, because I'm in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, just whatever other two. I don't care.
Oh, well, I cannot choose for you, unfortunately, but...
Randomly the third one and then last one you said then.
The first one you picked was your education, advancing in your career and contributing to positive change in your community.
Sure.
Thank you very much. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three once again. The first one is your personality, your sexual orientation, your profession, being American, your spiritual or religious beliefs, your hobbies or interests, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend, being a woman, or being young.
What is the question again?
The traits that are most important to your identity. You may choose up to three once again.
Being a mother. I don't know. What's the other option?
According to you, I can match up later.
Okay, good. I don't know.
Yeah, your following traits that are most important to your identity.
Being a mother and...
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't care about being American. Being a woman, being a mother, and career.
Thank you. So that would be your profession, your role in relationships, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, and friend, and being a woman.
Sure.
Thank you. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Pride, dread, happiness, disappointment or sadness, exhaustion, hope, or anger and frustration.
Disappointment and exhaustion.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Here we have three statements. Statement A. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but it could in the future. Or statement C. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues of facing the American people.
B.
Thank you. And what are the factors? What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. And if you want to, we can go yes or no, and then we can... We can see which one you want to add or remove.
Okay.
Once again, what factors are the most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively to you? Too many old white men in power. Men.
Yes.
Systemic racism.
Yes.
Division and gridlock between political parties.
Yes.
Not enough people getting involved to make your voice, our voices heard. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people.
Yes.
Corporate money has too much influence.
Yes.
The two-party system.
No.
Power-hungry politicians seeking control.
Yes.
Now, we do have more than three over here, so out of everything that you heard, which ones would you like to, or your top three? What are your top three out of too many old white men in power, systemic racism, division and gridlock between political parties, politicians
that
are...
The gridlock between political parties, mm-hmm. The too much control by big power companies.
Okay.
And I forget what else I said, yes.
The other ones were politicians that are out of touch with the daily life of most people, and the last one was power-hungry politicians seeking control. Which one would you like to leave?
Racism.
Oh. So your options were systemic racism, a division and gridlock between political parties, and corporate money has too much influence.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, how much do you trust the following to make a change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The first one is your state government.
Somewhat.
President Biden.
A little.
Ballot initiatives, like proposed laws that the public votes on directly.
Yeah, a little.
A little.
A little
somewhat. A little. Your city government?
Somewhat.
The Supreme Court?
Not at all.
Community organizations like nonprofits or grassroots coalitions?
A little. Not the most I can say, it's a little.
Congress?
A lot. Yeah, a lot.
Congress?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The first one is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Do you find that very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating to help enact change through civic participation?
Somewhat motivating.
Thank you. The next one is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
Extremely unmotivating.
So, between somewhat unmotivating or not at all motivating?
Not at all.
Thank you. The next one is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aims to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
Not at all.
In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade.
Not at all.
Thank you very much. Now, how likely are you to participate in the following? Voting in the elections?
Very likely.
Signing a petition? We only have very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not likely at all.
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. Volunteering for an advocacy organization.
Somewhat likely.
Contacting or attending an event with your elected representative.
Not very likely.
Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
Very likely.
Boycotting a company?
Very likely.
Attending a protest?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you very much. And I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your time. We still have a few questions to go, but I promise you we're almost there. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers that people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose once again up to three. We're going to do the same thing with the last one, like this one. We're going to go one by one, and then we're going to to check which ones. Yeah, the candidates didn't represent your values.
No.
Your mailing ballot didn't arrive in time.
No.
You didn't know enough about the candidate.
No.
Inconvenience, like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location?
Yes.
Voting doesn't change things that matter to you?
No.
You didn't know how or when to vote or register?
No.
You did not have time to vote?
Yes.
You didn't think your vote would be counted properly?
No.
There was an intimidating presence at your at your polling place.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like by voting, signing petitions, or contacting representatives, etc. The first one is... The Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures access, internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color, whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. So does that statement makes you want to engage more or less, engage a little less, or engage a lot less in the political system?
More.
Thank you. The next one is, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low- and middle-income borrowers, like the SAFE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to $0 for minimum wage earners, and ensures balancers don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive.
Yes, more.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, we've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the grittier corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young people, when young working together. Damn it. Come on.